Yeah,
we continue to work in faith above reason. That's really our line. This is the meaning of raising ourselves from the degree of the created being to the degree of the Creator. We'll read these excerpts. And let's imagine that this is what's before us. This is what we have to do. That this is the most emotional transition, the most difficult, the most special a person has to do in his life. Where instead of feeling all of reality in his will to receive where he was born, he's going to the reality which is entirely the upper force, the force of bestowal, and through it, in it, he begins to feel what it means to be in the reality that truly exists, and not in his egoistic bubble, where he lives like an embryo in a bubble inside his mother. And when he's born, he comes out of this bubble and he's born into the new world. We are the same. We're going from our will to receive to the will to bestow, from feeling reality in our senses to the reality in the Creator's senses, in the sense of bestowal instead of reception. That's the meaning of going from reason to faith, which is above reason. And then to bestow. He doesn't know what it is, but they explain how to come closer to the will to bestow. They say that if you cleave to a group, to a few people who want the same as you, if you go along with them, you relate yourself to them, and become part of them, you begin to feel gradually that an understanding is depicted in you of what does it mean to be in a state opposite the intellect in faith, where faith is above the intellect, above reason. And that's how he continues. Of course, it's not ascribed to his strength, but to the upper force, the Creator, who's pulling him and advancing him and twisting him. Sometimes drops him, sometimes raises him in his feeling, sometimes in his understanding, until a person begins to attain more and more the matter of faith above reason, where you have to be adhered to the upper force of bestowal, and whatever he does, a person agrees with, and specifically above reception. Tomorrow, we'll go even further in faith above reason. The day after tomorrow, even further still. And that's how you advance. Until they let you enter faith above reason. not a little bit in your intellect, a little bit with your, in your feeling, but truly to begin to acquire this quality. In such a way that you would live in it, and there'll be a sense in the sense back again, but they will be very, very practical, very tangible. It will come. Only patience. There's nothing much for us to do except to be adhered to the lesson daily. You have to receive this portion to be in the 10, connected daily. And in this way,
Good morning, Rav. The sages say that I have to understand that I am the lowest in the world. Can I use it intellectually to test myself on the path? Or should I just yearn for love of friends and I don't need to?
I have to yearn for love of friends and connection with them, and from within the connection with them, where I see myself, from this I have to advance. PT 25.
Good morning, Rav. The question is, what does it mean to be right on our work in the 10? Right or wrong? And how do you deal with this situation in the earlier stages of development? How can you be right? And what does it mean to be right, to be correct?
To be right in the 10 is, as Baal Sulam writes, especially Rabash in his articles, that I lower my head until I'm zero compared to everyone. That's in order to connect with them. So, and in order to bestow to them, I need to feel myself as one compared to them, because I have a special force that nobody else possesses. And in this way, and more ways that he's writing about, we need to connect and be in the environment in a way that I care only about the well-being of the society, of the 10, and until complete devotion of my soul. And I consider this environment as the Creator that I'm coming closer to. There's nothing else here, nothing more special. No.
Because each one sees the situation from his own perspective. So there are many situations where we almost, I don't know, it's not just hatred.
Does everyone annul himself towards the 10 or not? Everyone annul themselves. If not, then of course there'll be hatred. And the hate will be revealed so that you will be able to annul yourself more. What do you want? You want to reach to a good connection, nice connection, everything is nice and well. It's not going to be, because you're advancing each time. Rather, each time you have an opportunity to annul yourself more and more.
This is why I'm asking. You need to come to a common feeling, to an understanding. What is right? Where are we correct?
You are right when each one annuls himself towards the others. That's it. Feeling at advance.
You have to feel yourself the worst of everyone. This is why you're going to serve them and do everything they ask, only so you can be among them, on one hand. On the other hand, you have to feel that you are greater and stronger than everyone, that you have a special force, that you have to put it in the society, because the force that you have, no one has, because each one is unique, which is why you go and do everything you can in the society to support and help them, because they don't have your strength. So from both below and above, from both directions, you have to be included in the society. And then you will see how...
Well, if I don't feel myself with each passing day is worse than everyone else, does it mean that I'm stuck, I'm not advancing?
It means you're not exerting enough in the society, that you don't really care if you're connected to them or not.
Back from advancing spiritually?
Spiritually, it doesn't hold us back at all. On the contrary, the more new people come to us, the more it advances us. And if you're thinking about yourself in this way, then you have no place between us, because this is how you advance to the purpose of creation. But you will only be thinking of the purpose of yourself more and more, so it's a waste to even have you here. You're just taking up space. I'm just telling you it to you bluntly and directly. Those who are here to promote all of reality, the world, to the Creator, and not Himself.
How? What do I have to do? Annul myself before the groups? What do I have to do? Relative to what we read, is his loneliness from seeing his deficiencies and the friends and not seeing that it's the upper one taking care of them, or from not being able to bestow?
The more a person advances and thinks correctly, the more he understands and feels himself as an absolute zero, truly worse than everyone, because no one received the kind of treatment from the Creator that he received. That's how he feels. And at the same time, you find that he is base, ignoble, bad, dirty, more than him. This is what a person feels. And it's true. It is true. On one hand, what he has is all because the Creator tended to him. And at the same time, out of the treatment of the Creator, despite all the treatment of the Creator, he still feels this so... I see no questions. Why don't we read it again?
Again, one must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work.
In other words, we must not say that the will to receive, our ego, which awakens, obstructs us. It doesn't obstruct. On the contrary, by this it gives us a beginning of a connection with the Creator. The Creator awakens our ego, and through it, we begin to connect to the Creator.
And one would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah mitzvot.
what observing Torah mitzvot did a person have? He was thinking, he was philosophizing basically. But it's not like he had any problems with the Creator. And he was advancing specifically on top of the problems. And then?
However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work,
specifically when he
precisely when he obstructs him in the work,
come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow.
Yeah. Meaning that the will to receive that disturbs a person, it comes from above. All the falls come from above. So we can ask from the Creator that upon those descents, those falls, He will bring us closer back to Him, and even more than before. And that's why all these descents come from the Creator, in order for a person to pray and ask the Creator to bring him close to dvikut, adhesion. So what should we be happy from? From being pushed away from the Creator, because of that, we have an opportunity, an awakening, to ask to be closer to Him, to ask to connect to Him, between us and Him. Only Kazakhstan are asking about it, please.
Thank you very much, dear Rav. This is how it really happens, as Rabash describes it in the article. However, practically, when you fall into the pleasures of this world, it's as if they grow and they confuse you, and you forget about the path.
You weren't connected enough to the group. And if now you disconnect because of all kinds of problems or troubles that the Creator is sending you, it means that you need to connect to the group even stronger. And through the group towards the Creator. Meaning the Creator is showing you as much as you have opportunities to strengthen your connection with the group and with the Creator. So come on, do it. Meaning, this whole game that you're disconnecting from everything and forgetting and you fall into this world and coming back through the group in connection with the Creator, all these movements are for you more and more to increase your connection with the group and the Creator to such an extent that the Creator starts being revealed in the group practically. Please.
But these are the same instruments of praying to the Creator. I feel I don't have strength of my own.
Everything is clarified by prayer. He even writes here that everything is so a person prays to Him. From here, contentment to the Creator comes. When a person prays to Him, for what? For bringing him closer to adhesion. As much as I have corporeal issues, problems in my body of this world, exactly, not the group, not connection with the Creator, not Kabbalah, anything, as much as I have problems in this world, and still I, through them, stay adhered to the Creator, so I advance good and nice. And there's no problems. That strengthens me more and more on the path. We need, well, to solve the problems of this world, we need to, because it belongs to our corporeal life. And I need, as much as I can, to solve them, as much as I can. I keep going, what can I do? the main thing is that they won't disconnect me from the path.
No, but
Так еще раз, так тогда получается, что вот в тут статье и вы сказали, что желание.
So one more time, in the article, and you also said that the most effective desires are the ones that disturb you. What do they disturb?
The more I feel disturbances, I have to divide them into two: corporeal disturbances and spiritual disturbances. Corporeal disturbances, I need to organize as much as I can, and as much as I can, I just keep going. What can I do? What does it mean, gifts? If I receive all kinds of nice signs from the Creator that I'm advancing on the path, so I have to check that in the group. That's my lab. Now with the coronavirus, it's even more clear what a laboratory is. That's where I can check right, no, truth, false. Is it harmful or beneficial? So I have to take all these phenomena into the group. Into my tent. And only there I can check. And what do I check? I check, am I advancing or not with them? Usually, it all comes to help me advance. That's why if he just sits and researches alone, so it's all false, it's a lie. He has to do it in the tent. And then for sure he'll advance. There are nice gifts or not nice gifts. They will all aim him. If it's through the ten, they will all aim him towards the goal and help him advance. That's the way to check it. Belarus.
Second question, Rav. From the internet. Fabrizio from Argentina is asking, all the path seems to be dark, confusing, filled with chisaron, envy, deceits, falls. Even if I feel good, I should think that about sweet and false and truth and bitter. Is there a way to find a more efficient fuel for the work?
Only in the ten. Otherwise, it's not work at all. Only if you bring all that information, all that data you have, all the states you receive, you bring it to the tent and check it there. Only from this you can come out in a way that it's beneficial, that it helps you advance, and not otherwise. All of our problem is that in the tent, we don't want to check anything. We don't want to advance there. That everything you bring into the tent, that helps you advance, for sure. In good and bad, no matter what. That's where you check the truth. What is the emptiness towards? What is that feeling?
Emptiness. It's with respect to my kelim, my vessels, that the Creator intentionally gives me an empty state where I have nothing. The earth hangs on nothing. I have nothing in life. I don't understand anything. I don't feel anything. I'm not successful. All my friends are smarter. They're better than me. They're more successful than I am. I'm completely... If I were to live in the street somewhere and just... off somewhere, I would be better off, because then I would know my place. That's me, and I can agree to it. But what I feel now, when I'm empty here, now it's worse, because I have these vessels that constantly tell me that I'm empty, and that's worse than someone who's has nothing. That's what the Creator gives a person so that he will understand that it's very good that I have nothing. you can have more and more revelation of having nothing, because this is the point of connection with the Creator, and through this point I want to fill myself with the greatness of the Creator. And I want nothing else, I need nothing else. Then he really starts filling himself with the force of bestowal to the Creator. I give myself to him, I have nothing and I need nothing. And through the 10, that's how he hands himself to the upper force. And he already has in it the quality of Bina, the quality of bestowal, the quality of faith, which he built above his reason to the empty place. Then he filled all that space that was filled. Now he filled it with, it was revealed as empty. Now he filled it with the light of Chasadim. And then he can fill it with the light of Chokhmah already, the light of spiritual Chokhmah, the attainment of the Creator. That's how we do it. That's our work. These are the steps we should take. Okay? PT3.
Hello, Rav. The question is, how do we ask from the Creator while in emptiness? What is that point of connection with the Creator that we can begin from?
If I'm adhered to a 10, I won't fall into emptiness in a way that I cannot move, that it paralyzes me. Rather, I accept emptiness as one of the states I have to ascribe to the 10. And then I see this emptiness as a leverage, that when I have to fill this emptiness now with gadlut, with greatness. That's what I bring to the 10. Actually, it's good. Emptiness is revealed in me, and then I bring to them, to our common table of the 10, I bring my empty vessel. And it's a great asset in spirituality, being empty. Because then, together, we can raise it to the Creator, to fill it, and to enjoy it, to be revealed.
So how does this plea come out from the emptiness? After a person brings his emptiness to the 10,
we give it to the Creator to be revealed. To be revealed, to enjoy it. Because his joy is to live in the lower ones.
So the plea comes from the 10 or from a person?
This depends on the situation, it depends on the degree. It may turn into the common plea for everyone. But if a person comes and shares in the correct manner, shares his emptiness with the group, and the group right away, not joking about it, as we heard in a certain 10, then the 10 receives it and enjoys raising it to the Creator. It's a chisaron that was revealed in us. In one friend there is a chisaron, in the other there is gadlut, each according to his sfirot. And
buenos dias, amigos. Contesto a
they love friends. In continuation to what you asked from Niv, that we have to share it with the 10 correctly, what does it mean to share something with the 10 correctly?
It's when you connect to them and are incorporated in them. That's considered to be in them in the right way. Naria.
Yeah, to, same thing. What does it mean to pass it to the 10, to connect it? When I integrate in the 10, that's how I bring it in there?
Yes, through this place. When you awaken this place, when you highlight this place, when you show them that you're incorporated in this place, and then you connect to them and perform common actions.
What does it mean that I show this to them? I take this emptiness, it's a personal state, it can be in any point of time.
Pass it on from the personal feeling to the group feeling. Each one brings something to the group, so you should do it. Do it in a way that you, the way you pass, when you're incorporated, when you're connecting, that's what you have. And we think about emptiness like a great asset. Without emptiness, we have nothing to serve the Creator with. Everything we serve to the Creator is, you know, all it is empty places. That's why we're all empty. And there is a verse that empty in you are filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. What does it mean? That they serve the emptiness to the Creator. And the Creator has pleasure. He fills it and He enjoys it. There is no greater joy for Him than being asked to...
Not to me.
All the actions we feel on ourselves, the Creator passes them through the 10, and He wants us to pass them through the 10 to Him. The fact that He passes these actions through the 10s, we may feel it, we may don't feel it, but you can be sure it's through the 10. The fact that we, from below, have to pass the responses through the 10, that's something we should exert for. We have to build a connection between us, and in the end of this connection between us, we can turn to Him. That's how we should build it. But the form of the 10, we call it, I am the Lord, I do not change. Meaning a 10 is a constant state, it's a constant thing, it's just as we're learning in the four phases of direct light. After the four phases, we have Olamot, Patsufim, Sfirot, all these things, but it all comes from the 10, from the four phases of direct light. That's why it comes through the four phases to me, to Malchut, or from me, through all the Bechinot, back to the Creator. There's nothing else. There's nothing that goes...
Question is that when the sages write that there's no empty place devoid of Him, what is the difference between this emptiness and the one we serve the Creator as a prayer? Please.
The fact that we discover emptiness, it's the Creator who discovers the emptiness in us, and having to raise the emptiness through the 10 to Him, that's building the Kli already, that we serve the Creator with for Him to be revealed. Okay, we have Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Rav, come posso portare la sensazione
nella decina senza portare contemporaneamente anche uno? How can I bring that feeling of emptiness to the 10 without giving the 10 a negative feeling?
What negative feeling when I give the 10 a feeling of emptiness? For us, it's a great asset to give the Creator a common desire of ours from the 10 when we want Him to fill it, because we bring this emptiness. What is emptiness? We bring Him a kli to fill it with chasadim, which is bestowal. We don't give it to Him asking for something to eat. We give Him this kli and we tell Him, give us this fulfillment so we can pass it from us to the whole world. to the whole world through us, because we're like Galgal Tanaim and they're a hub. And the Creator is above us. Through us, He passes it. We're like conduit. That's why when we serve the emptiness to Him, it's specifically to receive from Him, to pass it on. And then, through this, we can be partners with the Creator. You have to build the whole system here, what we have between us. Only this way can we reach the full work. We don't always mention the whole process because so not to use so many words, but that's the way it is.
Hi, Rav. You said many times that the feeling of emptiness is a great asset, and that actually, well, I wrote that each one reveals emptiness personally, and we have to bring it to the 10, and the 10 needs to take that deficiency seriously. And my question is, how to bring this deficiency to the 10 in the correct way? That it won't be like bringing the 10 down. Because the Rabash says that you have to bring the mood of life. How do you bring it to the 10?
First of all, we're incorporated in the 10. Want it or not, and all the deficiencies, intentions, and thoughts pass on from one to the other. And secondly, I'm permitted to come to the 10 with my deficiency for something and to tell them so that they will be incorporated in my deficiency and then we can work this way. Yes? Then we can work this way. Try it.
You also said that every friend needs to fill this deficiency. How do I, as a friend, if I...
Not every friend, rather everyone together, all of us together. When I bring my deficiency to the group, to a certain... for some action, and this deficiency is incorporated in the group, it's not a deficiency for corporeal things. It's a deficiency for spirituality. Then we're all incorporated in it and we perform it. And this is called, especially, one should help his friend when we help each other. We have to find verses on this. I see it's, this thing requires